Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 9 Reaction Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Yes, Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. We're also brought to you by Bird Dog Shorts. Yes, the world's greatest shorts are hooking you up with a free Yeti style tumbler when you order over at birddogs.com/pool. Once again, that is birddogs.com/pool. And remember, folks, as always, to let it ride.
Hey, this is Bill Romanowski. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive, it did.
I don't give a damn who you are. This is America, Jack.
You know how to play winning time-based football?
Well, I don't get
it. Being played in the United States Football League.
Touchdown!
Spring football is going to work in America.
You play to win the game.
And now it is time for our USFL report.
Boom, and we are back on the USFL Gambling Podcast. What a crazy week 9 we had. Once again, all 4 USFL games having playoff implications. And some teams clinched, some did not. We're going to talk all about it, but perhaps you're wondering just who the hell you're listening to. Well, my name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
And you're nothing but a chameleon, lemon-headed, coward, terrorist pussy. And I'm after you, buddy. You're going to pay for it. Good night.
Oh, yes. Look, all together, as we lose connection with the co-host, 7-1. 7-1. Remember, we switched to the New Jersey Generals when we found out Lauletta Cheese was cut. 7-1, and look, DFS lineup, I hit for a little bit of cash, but it was almost a lot of cash before Dakota Pro Cop didn't play. How does that happen? Well, it's because DeAndre Johnson played, and there's life in the New Jersey Generals. We're going to talk all about it. What a great season, but yeah, 7-1. The totals, I was spot on with the totals. Just one loss on the picks. If you followed our Twitter page, because we all jumped on the Generals once we knew Kyle Swift LaLetta Cheese was released from the Generals, and yeah. So that's your fault. If not, I am joined by my co-host. He's having technical difficulty as usual. All right, give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
Oh man, what a week we had. I was just talking about Patty C. I was 7-1. If you add in the totals, I was 4-0 on the over and under side of things. 3-1 on the picks, and I had a DFS lineup that coming into Sunday was top 25 in all the land, but then Dakota broke up, didn't start.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can tout that. I gave you a lemon at the quarterback.
Well, that happens with New Jersey Generals. That is a rule of thumb that we did not adhere to. Don't play a New Jersey Generals quarterback in fantasy football.
So what'd you make of this weekend's action? You were telling me your technical difficulty that you were excited for.
Not excited. Yeah. Well, yes, excited. But I think this was the first weekend that I truly fell in love with the USFL. You know, we've been doing this for 2 years. Obviously, it's only been back in existence for 2 years. But the first year was fun. You know, it was interesting. It was fun. We were hoping for something new, and it delivered. And this year has been great. But in terms of like remembering, you know, beyond remembering, it's something new again. You know, in terms of like these teams having different identities and watching them each try and work the angle that they have, the talent that they have, to win a game, you know. And that's not something I'm not here to even take a dump on the NFL, but in the NFL, it's generally speaking, everyone's running the same system, and whoever's got the best quarterback play is going to get it done. But, and maybe it's because there is less talent in the USFL that makes it this way. But, and I think that's probably somewhat to the case, but I also think these coaches are willing to try different things and lean on different parts of their offense to get it done. You know, and in the NFL, you got these teams that have been trying the same thing for the longest time, you know, and they just don't have the right pieces to do it. Whereas in the USFL, you know, these coaches say, hey, I don't have a quarterback. Let me lean on the run. Let me get aggressive on defense. Let me try different, a lot of trick plays, et cetera, et cetera. So just awesome to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought this week it was absolutely fantastic. Obviously, I was cashing bets. That always helps. But yeah. I mean, I loved seeing the style of the games really on almost all of those games. So let's talk all about it. But before us breaking down each game, well, I got to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Edge Boost. Yes, Edge Boost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in betting advances, which can be an extremely valuable tool. I mean, imagine what you could do with an increased bankroll. You can get down on some of your favorite futures without tying up your bankroll for a month, double down on a favorite bet you like, or perhaps even middle or hedge something, which is absolutely disgusting for you to even mention that. But Edge Boost also isn't some sleazy loan shark, as they charge 0% interest. All right, your kneecaps are safe. That's an amazing plan right there. They don't charge you any interest. So that's amazing. So anyway, Edge Boost can also be a part of responsible gambling plan, as you can set up daily, weekly, monthly limits across all of your betting accounts at one place. So support SGPN and grow your bankroll by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up. Once again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. You must be 21 years or older to use. Problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
All right, we are back on the USFL Gambling Podcast, and I mean, what a great week of action. Let's just get into it. Let's just go game by game here because we had absolute fire. Look, nailed this under. Yeah, this was easy. The Maulers continue to be a machine on the under because and we took them as a dog. The Pittsburgh Maulers get it done. The Panthers, I mean, what was it like? I feel like 4 or 5 turnovers for the Panthers as they never really got it going. Off opening kick of the game, the Maulers took it back like 80. This game was fucking hilarious, to tell you the truth, because both offenses were complete trash. But the Maulers win. Now they tie up the record with the Panthers. And essentially, we have the Northern Division all in a win or go home scenario going into week 10, the final week of the regular season.
Basically, the playoffs start a week early.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I mean, Pittsburgh could win the whole thing with that defense, but they could also lose to anybody in the league. And I do mean anybody on any given day.
The hilarious thing is they completely dominated on the scoreboard, even though they scored the same amount of touchdowns. Blew it for knocking in 4 field goals. He's a good kicker. Even if his name is Blewett, but they had less yards, you know, 226 to 245 for Michigan, but absolutely dominated the time of possession.
If you follow USFL Gambling on Twitter at USFL Gambling, we tweeted out something. I think they had like 16 yards of offense at halftime and were up, I think, 13-0. So you're just like, wait, how is that possible? They had like an 80 yard kick return to start the game, which led to a touchdown the like 2 plays later. And then all of everything else came off of turnovers. So yeah, absolutely hilarious that, this team won the game, but it was able to get up double digits with just 13 yards or 16 yards or something of offense at halftime. But four
picks by Josh Luff.
Gosh. 4 picks. And I mean, look, they didn't have Reggie Corbin, so they couldn't run the ball. And I just felt like the Maulers were creating sacks, but also creating turnovers. I'd like to know the number of sacks. I'm drawing a blank on it right now. I was trying to find it, but the Maulers got after it. Let me see if I can pull that up right now. They got after it defensively. I feel like a lot of quarterback pressures, I'm seeing 7 sacks on the day. That's a
good
lot.
Lord.
And there was
7
a lot of
sacks
other pressures.
And 4 picks?
Yeah. There was a lot of pressures too where.
No, it was 5 sacks, 7 tackles for loss.
Oh, and, okay. Okay. 4 picks. Still, I mean, they got after it, man. Every play, we're just watching that offensive line just get dominated by the Maulers defensively. Patty, yeah. C, what's the ceiling on the Maulers' USFL chances? You can still get a nice, juicy future over there.
For the Freedom Cup, again, I just think Birmingham is on a different level than everyone, and they are a one-dimensional team, the Maulers. So even when the defense isn't showing out, then, which is, you know, a minority of the time, then they are a bad team. You know, when the defense does show out, they can be a good team. The offense never shows out, but if it doesn't turn the ball over and the defense is playing up to par, then they could probably compete with anyone but Birmingham.
If this goes, if the Maulers get in the playoffs and somehow win and play Birmingham, you go back and watch that Birmingham game. Birmingham got lucky to beat Pittsburgh. They had a kick return with like 2 minutes left. If anything, I think Pittsburgh can put the kibosh on the Stallions offense better than most teams in this league. So it makes it compelling if they were to get there. The Michigan Panthers, they're still alive. despite four turnovers and 7 points on the whole game, but they're still alive. We'll talk about the matchups in a second, but Patty C, are you worried about the Michigan Panthers?
I mean, after this offensive performance, you have to be. 50 total rushing yards, you know, four picks from the quarterback position. The offense was inept, but who are they playing next week? I didn't even bother to look that up.
I'll show. Hold on. Let's wait. I'm going to talk about those matchups in a second, but they're taking on another Northern team. I'll let you know there, but
sure. You have to be worried about them. You have to be worried, but in a one game setting, they're capable of beating any of those teams. So I think you say, you know, forget about last week and let's move forward.
Amen. Amen. Let's move forward as a podcast. Cause the Breakers, I told you this Showboats team is, and look, it took 6 weeks for me and maybe the Showboats bounce back and make the playoffs, but I felt very good about my handicapping of the Breakers. And I, you know, had the Breakers power rated number two in the league last week. Right.
Yeah.
Or wait,
you were proven right. And I like that Twitter is gassing you up, you know, and you were right.
31-3, buddy.
Yeah. They are a better offense for sure. Without a doubt than Memphis. I mean, Cole Kelly's an absolute lawn chair. One of the greatest lawn chair plays we've ever seen.
They did it with only ironically, New Orleans only had 170 yards of offense. And Memphis had 249. But once again, when you get like two turn, so the first, I think the first drive of the game, New Orleans gets three, then Memphis gets the ball, they fumble and they turn that into 7-10-0. And then Cole Kelly throws a pick six. They didn't need to do anything on offense, up 17-0 before that torrential downpour and lightning was in the area. Yeah. But I can tell you this, the Showboats offense, I still think they're trash.
Yeah, they are trash. They don't really have many, you know, spectacular pieces. I guess who is it? Dylan has, you
he's
know,
their best
he's
player.
A little flea, you know. And White is he can have a decent game, but you know, Washington fumbling on the goal line was brutal. But really you know, I'll give Cole Kelly a little credit for, you know, having a surprising not mobility, but escapability in some of these situations. What stood out to me, like rewatching the game, was they're only rushing like five. They're not sending absolute heat and they're dropping six and they're still getting a shit ton of pressure, you know? And so what is Cole Kelly going to do? He's a tall, immobile quarterback whose job is to, you know, identify the hole in the defense if they're sending a blitz at him. And yet there is no hole in the defense because they're getting penetration with only five against what, six, you know?
Well, I think the problem is this. I think the league knows, or at least the better teams in the league knows, Memphis can't run the ball. So they don't strike fear in their run game. They're the worst rushing team in the league. And when you do that, you can drop back everybody because you don't have to worry about them running successfully. So yeah,
you can just pin your ears back and get upfield on the rushes. And then, you know, drop the rest of your guys. And then, you know, you can collapse their collapse and get an arm tackle and get a 2 or 3 yard gain from these little fleas that they have running the ball that can't break a tackle and make you pay for, you know, playing pass first. So, you know, it is what it is.
But with all that said, they can still make the playoffs. They just got to take care of business and maybe get some fortunate bounces. Before we talk about the rest of that game, I want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Yes, Bird Dogs make you look good. And that's half. Look, you. What did Deion say? You look good, you play good, they pay good. All right.
That's right.
Bird Dogs make you look good because they got stretch khaki shorts that are designed to fit slimmer, you know, through the thigh and leg, giving you a truly, you know, sculpted look. You know what I mean? That you got to show that off. All right. Bird Dogs shorts do the exact same.
You're packing.
Yeah.
Make sure everyone knows it.
Yes, and they fit better than any other company out there. I'll be honest. They fit better than regular shorts. They got all the, you know, the regular shorts have all stiff restriction, you know, all that cotton nonsense. All right, Bird Dogs fixed this issue by inventing cloud knit fabric that looks just like khakis, baby. All right. But stretches, you know, so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice movement, essentially. Bird Dog uses anti-stink sweat wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day, so you're not going to be smelling like Courtney Love. Check that out.
Could use some Bird Dog right now. I'm not going to lie.
I'll be honest. Cole Kelly could use some Bird Dog after that performance against the. I'm sure his ass was stinking a little bit. So anyway, what activity do you plan on doing in your Bird Dogs this summer, Patty C? Maybe getting out there, doing some hiking around the beach.
You know, I'm going to walk around the beach. I'm going to be flirting with the ladies, and I need, when we go to the bar, I don't need them smelling me. So I need the Bird Dog.
There you go, folks. So go to birddog.com/pool and enter the promo code pool for a free Yeti style tumbler with your order. Once again, that's birddog.com/pool for a free Yeti style tumbler. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you. All right. We are back on the USFL gambling podcast. Patty C, I am really convinced that New Orleans is the second best team in this league. Maybe you could talk me
wrong. Yeah, maybe, at all.
Like, I still say the Generals are a true wild card, and the Stars are a little bit of a wild card. But the Breakers just got guys on both sides of the ball. Like, their balance, I can really trust. They're just like Birmingham. Birmingham has that same balance.
They have dudes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Those two pop off. They're complete. I think they're a threat. I think they're a real threat. Now watch them not make the playoffs and lose this weekend. We'll figure it out. Sunday's action, Birmingham, Houston. I was dumb enough to take Houston +3.5. Birmingham waxed them. They clinched the playoff spot. They're in. The reigning champs are in. That is a deceptive score. That is
Yeah. Because with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, it was a 2-point game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Houston dominated the time of possession 38-21. How do you lose by 23 points?
Kenji Bahar. Oh, tough couple plays in the game with by Kenji Bahar, but 23.
I mean, amazing play, but ended up with a fumble. Yeah. He's got better wheels than I give him credit for.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're still alive. Look, they're still alive. If you're a gambler fan, don't panic. You're still alive. But the Birmingham Stallions have clinched with a dominating score outcome against the Houston Gamblers, 38-15. Patty C, Alex McGough, baller once again. Skip Holtz. I mean, they're 7-2. Now the question is do they take their foot off the gas in week 10?
Why shouldn't they? They're not playing for home field advantage. And so now again, I haven't.
I'm going to talk about it in a second, but can the Gamblers salvage their season? Could they be a threat to win the Freedom Cup?
What if the situation that has to play out is they need to win and they need a little help, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. They're very capable. I think they're better than the team they're going to be playing. So I expect to win this week. You know, after last week, my opinion has changed on the pecking order of the USFL.
I can't wait to get to Thursday and do our power rankings, folks. Remember Thursday, NC Nick with us. We'll be talking USFL power rankings and everything. So,
As a matter of fact, if things go chalk, you know, which I'm assuming, you know, based on the Vegas lines, then Houston will be in the playoffs. Yeah, but it does depend on if Birmingham rests their guys or not.
Yeah, it makes it a very tricky scenario here. Then you have the nightcap Stars, Generals, DeAndre Johnson plays. Dude, this score's deceiving because the Generals were beating their ass. If the Generals
but
play
the Stars
like this,
played.
True. I mean, Kukus came back. They have the heart of Lions, Tigers, and Bears, to quote Mike Tyson, and they battled back. We all switched our handicap to taking the Generals when we found out they weren't starting, when they released Laletta Cheese on, I think, Friday morning it was. But the Generals.
This is easily the best rivalry in the league, right? At this
I
point.
Agree. I like this Philly. You could argue New Orleans, Birmingham. You could argue that, but I love this rivalry. And I actually believe the way we saw the Generals play, I was like, man, they could beat anybody.
And I've said this from a roster standpoint. I actually think from a roster standpoint, they have a better roster than Philadelphia, in my opinion. So,
well, then Philadelphia, absolutely. Although, who's the receiver for Philly? I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Corey Coleman, Overton.
Coleman is awesome. Yeah, he's awesome. He is. He might be the best player in the league.
Oh, getting bold. So now Philly. So Philly, if they won, would have clinched. They didn't. Now it gets wild. So Jersey wins, which sets up week 10, Patty C. Pittsburgh taking on the Generals. Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, Saturday morning on the USA Network. The winner is in.
Boom.
The winner is in. Then that goes to Fox, Stallions, Showboats. Now, once again, if the Stallions.
Phone this one in.
Yeah, if the Stallions phone this one in, the Showboats. But I still think it comes down to, like, if New Orleans wins, I think the Showboats need the Gamblers to win. But they all, I got to learn more about what it would take, because then if Houston won, they'd have the same record as Memphis. And I wonder. I think head to head, did they split? I thought they split.
Yeah, I need to take another peek at the. Essentially, though, all three of the team. I mean, the Stallions are the only teams that have clinched.
So I think it would come down to like points in division or something. I got to figure this out. I'll have that information.
The tie-breaking scenario I saw was as simple as if they win and they lose, then they're in. You know, and so
wait. If Memphis wins and Houston,
if Memphis wins, I'm not sure who. Who needs to win in the Houston New Orleans game? But
New Orleans has one more win than Memphis. So if New Orleans wins, they're in. If Houston wins, though, they would have the same record as Memphis, and New Orleans would have the same record as well. So I have no idea how that would shake out. Houston split with Memphis.
Yeah, because I thought I saw you're right. That, you know, that is the case, but I thought I saw that the Showboats would beat the
Breakers,
would jump the Gamblers if they won, or maybe it's the Breakers, maybe, but yeah, it doesn't make any sense. We should have this pulled up. Maybe we can do this here.
I don't think I saw anything though, but I know the Breakers, did the Breakers get swept by the Showboats? No, they went 1-1 and the Breakers just beat them by 28. I don't know how they would decide this. We'll find this information out for Thursday, but either way, it makes for a super compelling, situation Saturday. And then as we go into Sunday, where the Breakers take on the Gamblers, that one, obviously
that is likely to be win and get in, because,
well, we know that
even with, the Stallions, even if they do decide to rest some of their players, they're still a lot better than Memphis. So I expect them to win no matter what, which makes the Houston New Orleans game a playoff game.
Not if they don't play McGough, because they'd be on their third string quarterback. Now that'd be Sloter Sundays, or Sloter Saturdays, but Kyle Sloter. But it makes it super interesting, I would say. And then you have New Orleans against Houston, as I alluded to on FS1 Sunday morning, and then Sunday night the Stars Panthers from Ford Field, disgusting Ford Field. The roller rink, the winner goes to the playoffs. No. Well, I think there's still a scenario where Philly could lose and get in. And
I don't think that's the case. From what I understand, both of those games
you're
are
right.
winning.
You're right. I read that. Wow. This makes this weekend awesome, folks.
We're essentially in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs for week 10. So it's phenomenal. Should we make predictions now? Should we hold that off till Thursday?
Hold that off till Thursday. This will conclude our episode with Thursday power rankings, DFS plays, and of course, we will go game by game. I am so excited for week 10 as we go into the USFL playoffs and the road to the Freedom Cup. Make sure to give us a follow on Twitter at USFL Gambling. Also, make sure you follow Patty C on Twitter, PattyC831, myself on Twitter at the Colby D. And remember, we're also on YouTube. So subscribe over there, youtube.com, type in USFL Gambling Podcast, and you will get us. Also get the SGPN app free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. And with that, you'll get access to all of our USFL picks, all of our articles. We have a lot of great content coming out on the United States Football League. So check out that. And man, this has been a lot of fun. I love it when you have almost every game matter. I think every game still matters this weekend. So yeah, check out also, we host the College Football Experience. We started our 133 previews for every single team in the FBS, a solo podcast for every single team in the FBS. Check it out. Also check out the College Baseball Experience right now. That season rolling in. Patty C's Wahoos just want to beat the Duke Blue Devils.
Boom. Sorry, Nick.
Yeah. And then check out the College Basketball Experience. We talk college basketball year round. The XFL Gambling Podcast. Rod Woodson just fired from his Las Vegas job there. Check out that. And yeah, check out the Sports Gambling Podcast, of course. All right, folks. Until Thursday, I cannot wait for this action. But until Thursday, let's get it going. This is the USFL Gambling Podcast. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.